podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network, the PIAA, and the NFHS Network bring you opening round action in the 1A Boys PIAA Soccer Championship Playoffs. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with Jack Sacco here in the booth. Jason Tenet's our director. Eric Bennett and Josh Laird working the cameras. Jacob Knisner is producing in our downtown Washington studios. Last Thursday night, Bentworth won its second straight WPIL championship, but the Bearcats needed regulation, two overtimes, and seven rounds of penalty kicks in the shootout to get the win. A night earlier, Westmont Hilltop won its 12th District 6 title. The Hilltoppers needed 22 extra minutes and change before getting the second overtime golden goal. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Attend the Fall Admission Showcase Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. You can still RSVP at ccbcwashington.com/events. By Bell Print & Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print & Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Jared Hoffman, realtor with the La Rocca Real Estate Team, call 724-249-3583. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Bentleyville American Legion Post 165, celebrating the Bentworth Bearcats and all U.S. military veterans. We'll take a look at those championship-winning moments and a further look at how these two district champions got into this matchup tonight when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Get your name out there with Bell Print & Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print & Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print & Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Last week, WPIL Soccer Championships on the schedule at Highmark Stadium at Station Square. Bentworth and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, the Bearcats defending champions, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, the three seed, played 40-minute first half, scoreless. 40-minute second half, scoreless. First overtime, scoreless. Second overtime, scoreless. We're going to penalty kick shootout. You name five players each and do your thing. They ended up 3-3 after that. Goals for Andrew Vipperman, Adam Messner, and Dylan Colbert for Bentworth. It was Callahan, Minzer, and Tarian for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Vipperman, by the way, not only scored, but he played goal in the shootout. Did not play the entire match in goal, but played the shootout. And Patrick Altmar in net for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. So then you name five new players. And now it's sudden death. Sudden victory, sudden death. After each has taken one shot, if its score is still tied, you go to another one. First round, Billy Moyer scores, Colacora scores. So now we're 4-4 going to round 7 of the penalty kicks. And that's when Isaac Reynolds put the ball on the line. And as you see, a brilliant shot past the goalkeeper, Altmar. Altmar read it correctly, but just beyond that outstretched right hand. And then we go to the other side, and it's Isaac Tarbuck. And a big celebration as Andrew Vipperman lays out right here and stops the roller. Blocked it, didn't control it cleanly, but kept it from going to the line. And Bentworth celebrates its second WPIL soccer championship in a row. A big thank you to folks providing us that video. And I know I had that written here, NFHS Network and Westmoreland Sports providing the video for the Bentworth goal and save. And then our thanks to Jason Hughes, the iPhone video made it work. And what do I want to see? Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, we'll get the how Westmont Hilltop got here. They also went scoreless through regulation and one overtime period. And about halfway through the second, it was a corner kick, and Sebby Jones put it out in front. And you'll see a little scramble in the front there, just in the right side of the screen. And Easton Ragno puts it home, and that brought the golden goal, Westmont Hilltop, into this first round of the state tournament. Just a note on this bracket, these are two district champions squaring off in this opening round. Other pairings, there are a couple of those that have district champions meeting two in the top half of the bracket as well. Just a couple of minutes away from getting this one started here at Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Following the match tonight, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. This game presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the PIAA, WJPA Radio, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. Announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Our referees, Eric Master, Daniel Yost, Michael Sosak, Ed Corona, the head coach of the Hilltoppers, and Nick Malarby, the head coach of the Bearcats. We'll get this one started when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Bentleyville American Legion Post 165 congratulates the Bentworth soccer team for a second straight WPIAL championship, and all the members extend their best wishes through the PIAA playoffs. With Veterans Day approaching, a hearty thank you goes out to all veterans for your service to our nation. Post 165 reminds you, you've served your country, get the benefits you've earned. Stop in and find out what's available. Good luck, Bearcats, from Bentleyville American Legion Post 165.
DJ Hayes in the goal to our left. The ball coming that way, and the Bearcats defense says, nope, I don't think so. Let's take it back the other way. At the other end, it'll be Alex Mondick in net for the Hilltoppers.
And from what Bentworth's showing out of the gate here, you know, they're going to pack it in pretty deep defensively and, you know, really try to shut you down and not allow you to, you know, create shots. So, I mean, that's a big reason why this Bearcat team has given up just 4 goals all year.
Yeah, and only one since the calendar turned from August to September. Here come the Hilltoppers, though, with a little sprint. Going to offer the ball down deep. Backing up nicely is Hayes. He'll be able to glove that inside the penalty box and now bring it out of there. We play 40-minute halves, primarily running clock for those, though there are a couple of items that will stop it. Now here come the Bearcats on offense, and one of the things that they like to do is just create quick opportunities. A give and go inside the penalty box, crosser. Ball is hanging there waiting for a shot. And now the ball blocked up top, denied, and it's going to roll to the far sideline. That'll be a throw-in. If the attacking team puts the ball out across the goal line, it leads to a goal kick for the defending team. If the defense touches it last as it goes across the goal line, that leads to a corner kick. One of those things called a set piece at times. Long throw in right out in front is booted back out. And that goes out on the sideline. I think the Bearcats are going to get another throw in, not a corner out of that.
Yep. And, you know, that last opportunity, that was a good chance for Bentworth to get on the board. See if they can cash it in here.
And they'll ball be hitted out twice by the Hilltoppers, but Bearcats track it down. Aiden McMurray tried to get it out in front and set something up here, and now a long clearing kick, but stolen. Scramble at the near sideline. Good work by Isaac Reynolds, who had the golden goal in the WPIL championship, and another Bentworth throw-in. Ball. And you know, good work there by the defense to use that sideline as another defender. At least takes the heat out for a moment or so. Short throw in, and one to give the ball right back to the thrower. Double team, but pressure continues. Ryan Messner looks like he's got a little hop, and we're going to get our first corner kick of the night. Messner, who's been battling a bit of a leg injury the last couple of games, did not appear to be himself in the WPIL championship game, but plenty of hops in the legs right there.
Yeah, Westmont Hilltop needs to be careful allowing Bentworth to carry the ball all the way, you know, close to the net.
Long corner punched out by the goalie Mondick, but Bearcats get right on it. Shot off the glove and off the crossbar. Bentworth keeping the pressure on and ball knocked out. We're going to get another corner kick, I think. Yes, we are.
What a save. I mean, just an unbelievable save by Mondick in the net.
You know, off the right hand, up off the crossbar, and over to the far side. Another corner kick. The Bearcats put it out in front, headed, and this one goes over the top and out of play. It's going to be a goal kick for the Hilltoppers.
That was another look for Bentworth. I mean, those were some quality looks. Only get one shot on goal, but I mean, Westmont Hilltop's got to do a better job of not allowing it to get, you know, inside and allowing these opportunities.
Now a long goal kick brings the ball onto Bentworth's side of the midfield line. Westmont Hilltop trying to set up here. Plenty of physical play here in the early going, including arms hook, but Bentworth going to come out with it. Long entry to a 2-on-3. Ball misplayed by the defense, but second guy is there to just chip it away. And now pressure from the backside if Bentworth controls it. Boy, that's play on as well. A lot of contact there. Enter to the toward the penalty area, but cleared out by the Hilltoppers defense. Far side, Scott Hassett, 7 goals on the year. He's going to try to pressure the issue a bit. Hassett takes it back, trying to chip it ahead. Has help there in Easton Ragno, who had the golden goal in the District 6 championship. Shot toward the net, but didn't get past the defense. And one more time, the Hilltoppers trying to set something up. All out to the top of the penalty box, and a shot going well wide, and it'll be a goal kick to the Bearcats.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
And the goal kick offered too far by the Bearcats. Throw in for Westmont Hilltop. And again, a lot of contact. Play on is the ruling. Time falling down was Aiden McMurray. The Bearcats control it, able to keep it in possession. Run up the near side, a little soft touch pass. Heel pass back to himself. Now in a lob ahead. Trying to get to the ball in the corner. It's going to be kicked out on the sideline, so it'll be a Bentworth throw in. Good work there by Aiden McMurray to stay after that.
Just a quick score update, Bob. Peters Township and Central Dauphin tied at 2 after the first overtime. That's a 4A girls.
Game was an early start. We thought we might end up with a Bentworth-Peters doubleheader. Nearly an own goal, and then the ball laying out in front right around the penalty line. The Bearcats kick it out of bounds. It'll be a goal kick heading back the other way. Great to have you along here tonight on WJPA AM in Washington, online at WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, and the NFHS Network. Long goal kick for the Hilltoppers gets into inside the Bentworth 35, and now ball played out of bounds. A little too much on that for Scott Hassett, a senior. He tried to keep going with it, but the ball ended up completely outside the yellow line. McMurray lob it ahead with a nice break here. Stop and go move by Adam Messner. Entry is blocked. Messner will track it down and get it right back to McMurray. Give and go, and a ball denied. It ends up on the foot of Ryan Messner, and his shot won't go.
Good opportunities for Bentworth. I mean, the great ball movement is really what's setting this up for the Bearcats.
Bentworth is probably, if we'd run a stopwatch on it, probably has spent more time in the attacking zone tonight than they did the entire time in their semifinal. And the Bearcats lose control, and a goal kick upcoming.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Hilltoppers get it across midfield, but that stingy, tough to penetrate Bentworth defense right there to take the ball away, and now turn defense to offense. Lob down low, and now the Bearcats had a shot at a 2-on-1 loose ball tracked in by Dylan Colbert, just a sophomore. Had a goal in the WPIL semifinals, scored on one of the penalty kick, goals in the WPIL championship, set up his brother a year ago with a golden goal to win the WPIL title. Pretty good career so far. 2 WPIL titles, and here in the state playoffs for the second time, Bearcats looking to improve on their trip to the semis a year ago. A little short corner kick this time. Bearcats keep the ball alive, and tough angle shot out in front, and a kick, ball denied. One more time by Mondick. He got a left hand on that one, I believe. Now a shot goes right back out And now the Bearcats do a great job keeping it in play, but a turnover to do so. And the Hilltoppers give it right back. And the Bearcats are going to kick this one across the goal line. A goal kick coming up for the Hilltoppers.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Ball lifted the length of the field on a goal kick by Alex Mondick. That ball actually headed and rolls all the way into the Bearcats defending penalty area, where it's grabbed easily by DJ Hayes. 26 career shutouts for Hayes. Bearcats come into this game on a string of 8 consecutive shutouts. That after allowing their only goal since August on the 26th of September in a 7-1 win against Greensburg Central Catholic, and 7 shutouts right ahead of that. So 15 of the last 16 Bentworth soccer matches have ended with shutout. Ball kicked over the far sideline. Bearcats will have a defensive end throw-in.
Not to take anything away from Hayes, but, I mean, what those numbers really show me just is the strength of the, you know, Bentworth defense and backline as a unit. I mean, that's the biggest, you know, reason for all those shutouts and all those scoreless matches.
Well, a throw-in for the Bearcats doesn't get in play. Give it over to the Hilltoppers. This throw goes, like in basketball, right back to that same spot since the ball was never put into a legal playing area. Bentworth push ahead, 3-on-5. Ball chipped ahead by Aiden McMurray, but that kick back out. Isaac Reynolds lob it ahead. Now to the top of the penalty area. Adam Messner playing a little pinball. Ball loose at the football goal line. Scramble for it. Here comes Mondick, the junior goalkeeper, to grab it, calm things down, and he wastes no time with a lengthy kick the three-quarters of the way up the field. Ball headed out of bounds by Bentworth, so a throw-in coming up for Westmont Hilltop.
There has been all sorts of pressure on Mondick, and, I mean, one thing to maybe try to slow the game down a little bit is maybe take something off of those punts and maybe try to control it or throw one out to your team and allow your squad to possess it a little bit. That's been a real struggle for Westmont Hilltop so far.
Last couple of playoff games for Bentworth, I mentioned the amount of time they've spent attacking already tonight just absolutely dwarfs what they did in the last two playoff games. And part of that might have to do with the leg injury that Ryan Messner was recovering from. But the Bearcats tonight are pushing the issue. And now entry, top of the box, shot. Goes wide, just off the mark. If that one's on target, it's in the net.
Yeah, and right there, Mondick was decisive on staying back. I don't think it was the right decision. He got a little bit lucky with that shot going wide. You know, there was definitely some time for Mondick to come up and make an attempt at clearing that, but a good job in recovery by the back line to force, you know, a difficult shot.
Dylan Colbert, the sophomore, was looking for goal number 10, but left it wide of the mark. Ball ahead, Eli Brownlee takes it far side. And now a turnover and almost a give right back, but Scott Hassett couldn't get his foot on the ball. The Bearcats kick it out of bounds, though, on the sideline. Throw in coming up. Ball one hop to the goalie, DJ Hayes, and he makes the save easily. Not sure on that angle whether that would have gone anyway. Might have gone wide of the mark, but better safe than sorry. The ball punted up the field. The Bearcats trying to get an attack going. They get the ball across the line. Good attack of the ball by the Hilltoppers defense. Almost a turnover. Good work there by Brownlee to stay after it. Now he does turn it over. Ball comes near side. It's Colbert. Colbert with a nice heel stop. Chip it ahead, and the Bearcats weren't expecting that. It was just one of those plays. The ball did not go to Adam Messner. He was not expecting that pass. The ball kicked clear out onto the far sideline where Bentworth will throw in from there. Coming up on the 25-minute mark remaining in our first half. Again, we play 40-minute halves. The throw in, the Bearcats have the ball in deep, and then a kick blocked out of bounds. Another corner kick coming up for Bentworth. Their third corner, I do believe. Had a couple of good looks on these corners. Bearcats with three players right in against Mondick. This kick comes about 5 yards, 8 yards out, and it's headed out by Westmont Hilltop, but tracked down by near side. It was Aiden McMurray. Forces a throw in on the near side. It'll be McMurray offering it in. Or excuse me, that's Isaac Reynolds on the throw in. A lot of contact again at about the 15-yard line, and we are going to get our first free kick of the night.
And McMurray's been playing with a lot of intensity so far, and you know he's been winning a lot of those 50-50 open possession balls, and I mean that's a big reason as to why Bentworth has possessed the ball for just so much of the first 16 minutes and change of this one.
Buddy drops back. Sebi Jones will launch it forward. The senior kicks it to about the Bentworth 30, and then that ball headed out of play, and it'll be a throw-in now. Throw comes from Eli Brownlee. Wrap around. Chip shot out front by Scott Hassett. Handled once again by DJ Hayes. No real threat there. That one definitely would have gone in were Hayes not there, but able to handle that. His punt will carry to midfield.
Those are two just lazy attempts at the net that I've seen so far for Westmont Hilltop.
Reynolds gets it ahead. Colbert on the near side. Chip ahead. Help is here, but no help needed for the moment. Run through traffic by Ryan Messner. And now Hilltoppers get it out once again. Players both sides attacking the ball there, pressuring the kicker. Westmont Hilltop going to get it into Bentworth territory. Looked like a clear, but Easton Ragnow deals it across to the far side. And now a long shot. Hayes has to lay out. He got a little fooled by that, but able to lay out and make the save. We'll get a look at this shot from distance. I just wanted to be sure that skitter across the turf, wanted to make sure that he had that covered. And now a foul going to be called on Westmont Hilltop, so a free kick for the Bearcats. They come at about the 48-yard mark. Scoreless here in the opening half. Just under 22 minutes remain in this first period. 40-minute halves up to two. Sudden victory, 15-minute overtime periods, and then we go to PKs, the shootout. From the free kick, ball headed out of the penalty area. And we're trying to set up on the near side, and the Bearcats, nice screen work there by Aiden McMurray to set up a throw-in. And then Billy Moyer will check back in. If you're used to watching soccer on the Big Boy Networks, there's a lot more substitutions allowed in high school than you get in the Premier League or any of that stuff. Bearcats take a shot right out in front, but that is denied by the defense. Now Moyer's kick is blocked. Worth keeping the pressure on just outside the penalty area, and the ball blocked out of bounds on the far side. It's going to be a Bentworth throw-in.
It's been a better job here for Westmont Hilltop of, you know, staying in front of Bentworth's shots and not allowing quality opportunities in the middle. But Bentworth's still just putting the pressure on them.
Throw in right to the side of the penalty box. Bearcats possess. And another shot blocked. And Hilltopper's trying to turn this into a run up the sideline. So far able to do that. Eli Brownlee pressuring. Hilltoppers get it back out. Now we'll enter once again, but the Bentworth defense with a long kick of that live ball. Hilltoppers, yeah, that works for you. It'll work for us. Offer it back the other way, but that kick goes across the sideline.
I didn't like the decision for Brownlee to push forward there. I mean, they did not have the numbers. It was about a 3-on-6, and you know, he ends up giving it up because he didn't have anyone to give the ball up to on his own team.
McMurray works it across the midfield line. Now entry down low off the mark inside the 10-yard line, but good pressure and a ball kicked out of bounds again by Westmont Hilltop. Bentworth throw in at about the 25-yard line. Coming up to handle the throw, Isaac Reynolds to key it in. And he's actually going to get a little better spot. They're going to let him throw that in from about the 18. So he throws it right out near the football goal line, and now the ball kicked out across the goal line. It's going to be a corner kick for the Bearcats. This is the fourth opportunity.
These are key chances to create some chaos.
And the kick goes actually across the goal and then hooks across the goal line. So a goal kick coming for Westmont Hilltop. Scoreless, 18 and a half minutes to play first half. Back in just a moment.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Goal kick turned over and leads to a free kick for the Bearcats. Bentworth player who had possession was obstructed from getting to the ball illegally, and so a free kick for Bentworth right at the 35-yard line. Alex Mondick and the defender with him did not get as much on that as they wanted. Now it's Bentworth guilty of a violation.
Called for offsides right there. I believe that was Colbert who got back behind the defense before the ball was kicked.
One more time, Hilltoppers turn it over on coming out that on a free kick. Now Bentworth defense going D to D to D. Now push it up to the far sideline. Set up there inside the Westmont Hilltop 40, but lead pass too far. Bentworth defense now is up 40-yard line and further. Going to try to press the issue. Scoreless here. Second part of the first half. And now good hard work by Ryan Messner draws a foul and a free kick.
Yeah, Messner used his body well there to box out the defender and keep him away from the ball, but was able to kind of, you know, get the defender to create some illegal contact as well.
A wall of six Westmont Hilltop defenders at the football 5-yard line. The Bearcats will do a little short offering, and then a long kick goes wide of the mark. I don't know that Mondick ever saw that. He never reacted to that kick going wide to his left.
Yeah, he might have just known it was going wide. That was a really good... I like that play for Bentworth coming off the free kick, though. Really good design.
Goal kick for the Hilltoppers. Get a little more length on this one. Get it to right to the 50-yard line, but Bentworth Challenge takes it away again. Really impressed by the Bearcats' work tonight, playing this in the offensive end.
Yeah, those what we would call 50-50 balls, you know, off of goal kicks and off of punts. You know, it has certainly not been 50-50. Bentworth's been doing a great job of winning those free balls and just, I mean, it's allowed them to possess the ball for much longer than Westmont Hilltop so far.
A little over 15 minutes remain in this scoreless first half. Yeah, throw in coming for the Hilltoppers, far side, down in the corner. They're able to get the ball in, but turn it right over. The Bearcats take it away. Just an errant pass there. Cross attempt gets blocked and knocked out of bounds, so Bentworth will have another throw in, this one on the far side. Jack mentioned the offside play. The deepest attacker can't be beyond the deepest defender. This time a little chip out in front of the goal is grabbed by Mondick, and he'll punt it out right up the sideline. Can't be there unless the ball is on its way, has already been kicked. Now here come the Bearcats with a six-man attack. Entry, top of the box, is off the leg of the intended recipient, Adam Messner. The Bearcats control at the 30. Messner trying to track down the loose ball. It's kicked toward the sideline. Going to be a Bentworth throw in, far side.
Just a quick update. Peters Township and Central Dauphin, that one's heading to penalty kicks now after both overtime periods passed with no goals.
Central Dauphin, the District 3 fourth-place finisher, they were the number one seed going into that tournament, got upset in the semifinals. And Peters Township winning the WPIL championship. So two top teams meeting in this opening round. Bearcats trying to get a look at the net. A little spinorama shot. I think it was Adam Messner, and that grabbed nicely by goalkeeper Alex Mondick. Hilltoppers don't possess the ball. They just kick it deep, and the Bearcats come right back into action. Ball going to the far sideline. Another Bentworth throw-in coming up. Bentworth's had the action, but Westmont can look in the at the scoreboard and realize it's 0-0. Throw in. Bentworth's got everybody but three. Well, the goalie as well, DJ Hayes, who's made a couple of easy saves. The Bearcats have everybody else inside the 30-yard line. Trying to set this play up. Chip and go, and now the ball ends up near side to Isaac Reynolds. He does a great job to fight through an attack. Aiden McMurray coming through. A shot kicked away by Mondick. Ball up top and a goal. Ball comes right up off the kick save. And the Bearcats put it in the net. Adam Messner.
That was really a great first save there for Mondick. Just, you know, the attempted clear was not good enough that was from Chris Mondick, and it just didn't get the ball out and led to a key opportunity for Bentworth.
Well, the goal comes at the 12:21 mark remaining in the first half. And finally, the Bearcats able to put that hard work in the net. It's like a corner kick coming up for the they're going to call that off of the attack. So it'll be a goal kick for the Bearcats. You have that goal, right? Okay, all right. Just wanted to be sure. I thought we had the goal, and we were close. It was Aiden McMurray's first shot that Mondick kicked out. Westmont Hilltop coming in has won five straight games, allowed two total goals in that time, and the Bearcats have really put the pressure on tonight, and they finally get the goal. Ball kicked out of bounds on the near sideline. We're at about 11 minutes and 20 seconds remaining here in our first half. And Bentworth trying to set this offense up one more time. Ball down the far sideline, inside the 10, now into the penalty area. Kicked around, come back out, and a long shot taken. And that one goes just wide of the net as well. Yeah, let's go back and get the goal there. We'll get a look there, and we'll see. Yeah, there's McMurray doing a great job to get through traffic, and here he gets the shot on. Mondick kicks it. He wants to come out and get it, and his own defender knocks it away, and Adam Messner, Johnny on the spot to boot it home, and he did not hesitate whatsoever. And that's where goalkeeper and defender have to be talking.
Yep. Needs to be good communication. I mean, that's one of the keys to the possession is, you know, having good communication with your back line.
Yeah, Mondick is going to get to that loose ball, and his defender just kicks it away from him. It went right to Messner, who buried it. Now a foul called, and Bentworth will get a free kick right around the 25-yard line. Looks like they'll put the ball. And, again, the Bearcats bring all kind of people up to look at this. Reynolds chips it ahead. That shot right off the chest of the defender, Mandel, with the block there, and the ball out of bounds for another throw in for the Bearcats. Entry, all hopped up and around, and now this time it's going to be Aiden McMurray called for the violation there, the foul, and a free kick coming out.
Yeah, just a dangerous leap right there.
And he landed on his own player for the most part, but there was other contact. Chest ball played back in by Bentworth. The Bearcats trying to add to this margin. Up 1-0. Adam Messner with his 28th goal of the season for a freshman. Westmont Hilltop has had virtually no extended attack. Bearcats pass just barely off the mark. Good hard work over on that far side to keep this attack going. With toe and heel work, try to get it up to the football goal line, and now just a kick out of bounds. So we're going to get a corner kick for Bentworth from the far side.
Yeah, that was, I mean, just insane that they were able to work through it there and get that one inside. But, you know, good job by Westmont Hilltop's defense staying strong on the back line.
Bentworth has four players, I mean, just barely off the goal line. Ball punched out on that entry. Mondick able to punch it out of there, the goalie. But Bentworth does not give up. Long shot too high over the top, and Mondick will bring it out on a goal kick. 1-0 Bearcats, back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
After the long goal kick, the Hilltoppers get the attack going. A loss and a take back, and a Bentworth player in a two-on-one defense there ended up down and can't tell you who that is, but Bentworth with a player shaken up at about the 17-yard line, or about the 13-yard line. I'm sorry? That Dylan Colbert? And who it is?
I think it's number 5, it looked like. Gage Davenport.
All right. All right, we have 7:29 to play. First half, Bentworth 1, Westmont Hilltop nothing. It is indeed Gage Davenport, the senior defender, and getting attention from the athletic trainers. And we'll take a timeout here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years.
Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Gage Davenport to his feet and walking with the hand on his lower back, left hip area. And Caden Hackinson, a sophomore, will take over for the senior. 1-0 Bentworth, the only goal of the match so far. Adam Messner's 28th of the season, coming in the 28th minute, if my math is correct.
And, Bob, I have a score update. Central Dauphin defeats Peters Township 6-4 in penalty kicks after the game went to double OT, tied at 2-2.
So a 3-2 Central Dauphin win. 6-4 penalty kicks?
Yep, 6-4.
How can you do 6-4? We'll figure that out. We'll figure it out. Bentworth, after the injury stoppage with the 1-0 lead and possession, ball lost by Hackinson. And now 3-on-6. Lob ahead. Stay onside. Good work there for the Hilltoppers. A little chip toward the net. Scott Hassett's entry tried to chip and go, and he couldn't get to it. Ball kicked out of bounds by the Bearcats. Throw in on the near sideline. Sebby Jones will key it in. Jones had a corner kick that was banged home by Easton Ragno, and that's how Westmont Hilltop won the District 6 championship. This time a shot out in front. The Bentworth defense with another kick stop. The Hilltoppers get it right back inside and going to be an offside call. That time Hassett just behind the last defender before the ball was kicked.
Yeah, and that was looking like it was going to possibly be a good opportunity, which we haven't seen Westmont Hilltop have yet. But you get called for the offside. And, I mean, in these last 5 minutes now, that puts Westmont Hilltop on the defensive. You just want to – I'm sure they'd be fine with going into halftime with this a 1-0 game.
Ryan Messner with the move, tried to take it in, and now the ball just left the lay, and a shot goes wide by Messner. And it'll be a goal kick for Westmont Hilltop back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Tip of the cap to our director, Jason Tennant, to not quite side-by-side, but it works. I think they call that overlay. So while the folks that are making it possible for us to be here are sharing thoughts about their business and profession, get a chance to keep the action cameras rolling. Bentworth with a 1-0 lead. And now the Hilltoppers get the ball toward the far sideline. Long kick and trying to keep it alive, but failing in that effort is Easton Ragno. 4:20 and counting remaining in this first half. Bentworth with the only goal, a 1-0 lead. Remind me at halftime, we're going to talk about how can you have a 6-4 penalty kicks. But we'll figure it out. I can get 5-4. I can't get 6-4. Here come the Bearcats. Kick just goes wide again. Boy, Bentworth has missed the far post several times tonight. You get a look at that one there. Just wide of the near post.
Yeah, that was a huge opportunity right there that Bentworth wasn't able to punch in. I mean, really, Westmont Hilltop's lucky that this is a, you know, one-goal game right now, because Bentworth has had a bevy of opportunities.
Bearcats had an 11-goal game in the opening round of the WPIL playoffs against California. A couple of other double-digit matches for them, I believe, this year. And the Bearcats, you know, with what they've done tonight, there is no question it could be approaching that right now, because all of the action, almost all of the action, has been to our right in the Bentworth attacking end. And now a penalty, a foul called. Bentworth player hobbled at about the 40-yard line. Another free kick for the Bearcats. 2:40 and counting remaining in the first half. Bentworth up 1-0. Free kick from the 50-yard line. Now into the zone. Ryan Messner sets it up. Nice footwork on a give-and-go attempt by Hackinson, but ball turned over. But then given right back. And here come the Bearcats setting up again with seven attacking players inside the 30-yard line. All knocked out of bounds. And it's going to go to the Hilltoppers. Throw in on the far sideline, and Bentworth puts it right back out of bounds. Oh, an official on that side says it's going to go to Bentworth. We had a pretty good look at that. The Bentworth player kicked it out, but officials a lot closer than we are saw it a little differently. The ball doesn't lie. They give it right to the Hilltoppers on the throw.
It looked like they were trying to give it to him there. I mean, the Hilltoppers go right back down and they kick it out themselves. The Hilltoppers just kind of, you know, this is what I call, they're playing kickball right now. They're not attempting to move it downfield. They're just kind of trying to boot one and maybe try to leak someone past the defense, and it just hasn't worked.
Scramble play over on the far side as we approach 1 minute left in this first half, and Bentworth with a takeaway. Well, coming across the 50-yard line. Chip ahead attempt is blocked off. Won't go. Now Ryan Messner trying to get to a loose ball. Hilltoppers chip it back out. I have to say this now. It would be a lot easier to do this job if Bentworth had solid numbers that weren't the same as their, you know, their numbers are simply an outline, not it's tough to see numbers. Bearcats throw in, chip out in front, trying to track down the loose ball on the near side. Bearcats will screen off. Aiden McMurray's crosser to attack out in front. Shot off the body of Mondick, and a putback also stopped by Mondick.
Oh, my goodness.
As the half comes to an end, the Bearcats with a couple of point-blank looks. There's one off the shoulder, and the answer blocked with the knee. Just an outstanding close to the half by Alex Mondick, and great attack. The Bearcats just keep it up. And we are at the half. Adam Messner's goal in the 28th minute, the only marker of this first half. Bentworth 1, Westmont Hilltop nothing. After 40 minutes, we're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Bentleyville American Legion Post 165 congratulates the Bentworth soccer team for a second straight WPIAL championship, and all the members extend their best wishes through the PIAA playoffs. With Veterans Day approaching, a hearty thank you goes out to all veterans for your service to our nation. Post 165 reminds you, you've served your country, get the benefits you've earned. Stop in and find out what's available. Good luck, Bearcats, from Bentleyville American Legion Post 165.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium in downtown Canonsburg, part of the Cannon McMillan School District. We're in the brand new perch on the suburban side of the stadium here. Over, I think we're near the creek too. Isn't there a creek behind us? But love the new digs. Kudos to the Cannon McMillan School District for the facilities here, new bleachers, new press box with plenty of room to work, and we certainly are appreciative of that. Bearcats have had plenty of room to work, but they've only used about 50 or 60 yards of it because it's been almost everything from the 50-yard line in on the attack, and Alex Mondick is standing tall to be still only a 1-0 match.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a little bit miffed that it is a 1-0 match right now. I mean, Bentworth's had a lot of quality opportunities. I mean, you know, especially right there at the end of the half, you know, right in the last few seconds, you get a couple different shots on goal, both of them. I mean, obviously, credit to Alex Mondick for, you know, being positioned well, but both of them you boot right at the keeper. Just unfortunate that for the Bearcats that they couldn't get one of those two shots to go, and they've had other opportunities as well, others that, you know, been high, wide, you know, so if Bentworth can keep possessing the ball like they have been, I mean, I just can't imagine that, you know, Westmont Hilltop's going to be able to score if, you know, they're not possessing the ball at all like they have been.
Mondick, 6, 7, maybe 8 saves, including 2 in the last 10 seconds, back-to-back, one off the shoulder, a rebound right out for another look at the net, and that one off the right knee and out. The only goal of the first half, and again, if my math is correct, it's in the 28th minute, I think. you see there the first entry taken there by Aiden McMurray, and he put the shot up, kicked out by Mondick, but it went right to Adam Messner, and the freshman buried it. For his 28th goal of the season, the only goal in the match so far. 1-0 Bentworth over Westmont Hilltop here at Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg. We're back on the NFHS Network, presented by the WJPA Sports Network.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Still a couple of minutes away from our second half. There, the eye high in the sky on the visitors' side. Actually looking over our right shoulders, the green sports drone getting the shot pregame. Can't do that during live action, but did run that puppy up there a little bit. And Jason Tennant, our green sports guru, has it all going on there. That little bird up in the sky got us a look at from high above. Great to have you along, Eric Bennett, Josh Laird out on the deck. A very comfortable evening to be out on the deck. Hard to imagine. We've seen 11 weeks of high school football, and here we are into the state soccer playoffs, and not one flake of snow. It's a wonderful thing for those of us that love summer. World Series ended last week. Of course, the next day starts winter. Then you turn the clocks, and that just guarantees that we are in winter. The winner of this soccer match will move on to the state quarterfinals on Saturday to take on either District 10 champion Mercyhurst Prep or WPIL third place finisher Eden Christian. Those two are playing tonight, Eden Christian and Mercyhurst Prep. That match should be about over. That was a 5 o'clock start at Fairview. Just a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half. We'll have it for you when we come back to Memorial Stadium on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Just about set to start the second half, and as if Bentworth needed to possess the ball more, they're going to start with possession. Bearcats dominating in that opening half, and I mean we weren't halfway through that first half, and I'm not kidding when I tell you, in that first 20 minutes of the first half, Bentworth spent more time in the attacking end than they did the entire semifinal here against Beaver County Christian. And maybe more than they did in the WPIL championship game against Our Lady of the Sacred Heart in just 20 minutes, and they kept it up. Westmont Hilltop did get up and got a couple of chances, but nothing really powerful or outstanding. The one that they had set up, they ended up being offside on. Bentworth with the 1-0 lead. Bearcats coming in on an 8 straight shutout run. Looking to add to that here in the PIAA opening round. First to win 4 wins the state championship. ball headed from the about the 5-yard line back out, and then Westmont Hilltop kicks it too far. They were trying to come back 2-on-4. Well, it looks like they're going to rule this is going to be Westmont ball.
That's surprising. I thought that one was booted off of the Hilltoppers.
I thought that was just a clean kick too far, but ruled differently. Now the Bearcats tackle the ball, but can't control the loose ball. Troy Madden. Now a shot from about 15 yards out, 25 yards out, excuse me, off the mark. And a goal kick coming up for the Bearcats. DJ Hayes, a couple of saves, not a handful. Alex Mondick with a handful and then some tonight.
Yep. Yeah, right there. Hayes didn't even have to move off his spot. He saw that one coming, and then it was well wide.
Turnover on the kick out, but then given right back. Now a long kick up to midfield. Chipping it through is Adam Messner as the game's only goal, but his pass to the far side was too far. Toe tap there once again. Long kick ahead. The Bearcats defense getting back quickly. 3-on-6 now for Westmont Hilltop. They get the ball out front and a one hopper way out in front of the goal. Able to make the save is DJ Hayes. You'll see there that ball just chipped by Chris Mondick. Junior defender getting in on the play. The Hilltoppers trying to start another run. And let me correct that. That shot was by Ragno, not by Chris Mondick. My apologies. High hopping ball headed once. No. Controlled. Calmed down a little bit by Eli Brownlee. He'll chip it back to his defense, and they'll bring it near side. And a kick, trying to angle a kick. Ball goes out of bounds to the Bearcats. Levi Giffen, he hit that with his shin, not with his foot. If he hits it with his foot, he hooks it down the in play. But it hit off his shin, a little higher hop than he anticipated. But on the throw-in, the Bearcats turn it over, scramble up the near side, hustling back. Is Gage Davenport. Nice takeaway. He puts the ball on the line and ruled to have gone across the line for a throw-in for the Hilltoppers. Aiden McMurray pressuring the ball. The kick hit the side of the net, and Sebastian Jones misses it. A goal kick for the Bearcats. Opening minutes of the second half. Bentworth leading 1-0. We're back in just a moment.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
After the goal kick, the ball gets into the penalty area. Adam Messner just shielded off from getting to that loose ball. Now the Hilltoppers trying to attack. Good job to take the ball away and launch it into the midfield area and try to get something set up. Trouble one more time for Levi Giffen, but able to get the ball back. Now inside the 15. Run up the sideline. A little push off there by the Bentworth defense. Scott Hassett turned the ball over just as he was running out of bounds. And then again, play on. What a battle here. Hassett mixing it up down deep. And we're going to get a goal kick one more time. Good wrestling match going on there for a minute.
I'll tell you what, with the intensity that the Hilltoppers have come out with in this, first 5 minutes of the second half, I've been impressed. They seem to, you're facing the end of your season. So they haven't backed down. I mean, they've come out with some serious intensity and have, been pushing the tempo.
Now Aiden McMurray puts a shoulder in. Yeah, McMurray was involved in that wrestling action down low earlier just a moment ago, and he thought, okay, this is the way we're playing. So he returned the favor, but gets called for the foul. It'll be a free kick.
Yeah, that one, there was just no attempt really to play the ball. McMurray just dropped the shoulder into the player and just easy call to make.
Free kick goes all the way to the goalkeeper. DJ Hayes will handle it on the hop. Punt it out of there. Punt carries across the 50-yard line. Little chip, get the ball ahead. It's Adam Messner on the right side, and his entry into the penalty box is blocked and controlled by the Hilltoppers. Coming back out the other way. Just under 34 minutes remaining in the second half. 1-0 Bentworth with the lead. Esmond Hilltop keeps the ball alive on the far side, and then it's blocked out of bounds by Isaac Reynolds. And the physical play continues. Hilltoppers, nice interior pass. Ball blocked away from, track it down, though, and keep the play alive near side. And tried to go someplace that the lane was closed and the ball turned over. Hard work there by Scott Hassett, but probably would have been better to turn left there and try instead of trying to keep going down along the sideline.
And I'll tell you what, this is a patient Bentworth defense right there. That was Adam Messner. He didn't pressure the guy. He forced Hassett into just dribbling it out of bounds. And I mean, when Bentworth can kind of coax you into playing their game defensively, it's going to be really hard. You have to be patient as an offense and move the ball around.
Bearcats get the ball. And now a slide tackle, and that's going to be a free kick for the Bearcats. Played the body before getting to the ball, and Troy Madden going to get called for that foul.
Yeah, and that's another one where that's just another easy call. And that's one where, with those tackles, you'll oftentimes see cards come out in a playoff game. Officials might be a little bit more hesitant to give a card, but you have to be careful on those slide tackles.
After the free kick, ball into the top of the penalty box is headed. Nice bicycle kick to keep it alive.
Yeah, but it was out.
Already across the line. Substitution coming for Westmont Hilltop. Mandel checking back into the game. Braden Mandel. One nothing Bentworth with the lead. Westmont Hilltop trying to find a consistent pressure to change that. And Bearcats, Gage Davenport, who went out injured earlier, gets called for the foul here. Free kick. And you mentioned get the card. If it's a yellow card, you sit for the next 5 minutes and you play a man down. Right? No.
No, you don't have to play a man down with a yellow, but
it's the second yellow. Yeah, your red card, yeah. Attempt at the goal, and the Westmont Hilltop had numbers there, at least even the goal kick for the Bearcats coming back the other way. Almost 10 minutes into this second half.
It's been more back and forth here, in this, second half so far.
And sometimes I think what I've seen from Bentworth over the last several games is that they have the speed and the talent to turn rock solid defense all of a sudden into a breakaway. Here we go. All at the top of the penalty box, a rolling kick right in on Alex Mondick, and he makes the grab. But that ball was was out in front of Bentworth goalie DJ Hayes, and all of a sudden one kick, and the Bearcats are coming 3-on-3. And they're coming in deep. They're into the penalty area.
They push the tempo whenever they need to.
But they're committed defensively to play solidly at that end and then find that long pass just right on the mark. Nice heel stop. Good hard work by Billy Moyer. Ball back over to the Hilltoppers. Stop and go action for Scott Hassett, but a turnover. Bentworth will just clear it out to midfield. Header one way, shoulder back the other. And a turnover. Now the Bearcats with two players on the near side. Ball knocked out of bounds. Westmont Hilltop. It's Luke Wessner, a freshman, put that out of bounds. Stop and attack. Here come the Bearcats. Good move by Ryan Messer around two defenders. Take it into the penalty area. Try to chip it across. Ball knocked loose and finally cleared out for a moment. But Bentworth right back on it. Drive to the far side. Going to be kicked out of bounds. And Bentworth throw in on the sideline at about the 10-yard line football markings. Obviously, that's 20 yards out from the goal. You know, a field mark for football, I don't know how else you describe it. You know, people were, you know, it's the 10-yard line, but it's 20 yards out. I mean, the goals are set at the football end line, in fact, right under the goal post.
I can tell you that back in my playing days, midfield was still the 50. Even though that's 60 yards out.
Yep. Well, they put that big 5-0 number out there. And, you know, at my age, those changes don't happen fast enough. I can't look at that 50 and say 60. I can't do it. It just won't work. Hilltoppers have it, lose it, get it back, lose it again. And here, Bearcats get it out to that 50-yard line. Now, Adam Messner had it up on his forehead running forward. Chip past the defense, and they're going to kick it out at the sideline. It's going to be a throw-in for Bentworth. 27 minutes remaining and a 1-0 match. Bentworth with the only goal. That courtesy of Adam Messner in the 28th minute of action. Throw in coming deep in the corner. The give and go on the throw, and now a move around the defender. No trailer coming toward the penalty box, but the Bearcats able to take the ball back. And they'll try to set up one more time inside the 20. Adam Messner, he's just everywhere. I mean, a little bit ago he's down here defending inside the penalty box to our right. Now he's relentlessly trying to set something up on the front side. He has the game's only goal. Now a ball kicked to the sideline. The Hilltoppers chip it up to around the 30, but here comes pressure one more time. This one, it's Dylan Colbert trying to keep it alive, and Bentworth is going to get the throw in. And the official on the near side, right in front of the Hilltoppers bench, he's like not happy whatsoever. They've had a sub there for a long time and did not get in because the official there is a coach clear up out of the area where he's supposed to be. Official was putting all of his attention on that. Bentworth, meanwhile, a little chip into the corner, but that's going to be way off the mark, and it's going to end up as a goal kick. 25 minutes and change remaining. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Bentleyville American Legion Post 165 congratulates the Bentworth soccer team for a second straight WPIAL championship, and all the members extend their best wishes through the PIAA playoffs. With Veterans Day approaching, a hearty thank you goes out to all veterans for your service to our nation. Post 165 reminds you, you've served your country, get the benefits you've earned. Stop in and find out what's available. Good luck, Bearcats, from Bentleyville American Legion Post 165.
Bearcats with a throw in. Nifty work on the near side. Just outstanding footwork by Ryan Messner. And a little chip into the end zone is snared. A cutter coming from the far side, but Mondick gets to that loose ball before the Bentworth attack. A lot of contact again this side. Aiden McMurray.
There was contact both ways there. I know the Bentworth crowd isn't too happy with no call. Bentworth crowd, of course, is one of the more unforgiving.
When the contact continues.
Yeah, I mean, this is physical play, and right there, I mean, physical play at the end. I'm shocked that
Billy Moyer ran the player over. I mean, just ran him over.
Yep, ball had already been gone, and now there's players all over the turf right now.
Chip to open turf near side. Adam Messner trying to feed it ahead, but that kicked out of bounds by Westmont Hilltop. Was trying to feed it ahead to older brother Ryan, who is set single season and career goal marks. Shot is blocked by the defense. Still a loose ball in the penalty area. Scramble, and the Bearcats can't keep it in there. Westmont Hilltop trying to find some open space just to take a deep breath. Chipped right back in. A long kick and across the split the uprights and over the crossbar. Out of play for a goal kick for Westmont Hilltop.
Those bouncers, those are very, very difficult to get a clean hit on and, you know, keep the trajectory low. And right there, you just saw that trajectory was not low enough.
Hilltoppers push the ball up the far sideline. Again, they have not had very much sustained pressure. They've had more attacking zone time in this second half than they did in the first. But here in the last few minutes, the Bearcats have tipped that back in their favor. Adam Messner with the ball at the 25, starts a run. Heel tap, toe tap, bring it into the end zone. A little push, loose ball, and then kicked out. And it's going to be a corner kick for the Bearcats. First of the second half.
That was well sealed on the goal line. But, you know, good job by Bentworth just to, you know, keep the pressure on, and it leads to the ball bouncing out off of Westmont Hilltop.
Under 22 minutes to play in the second half. Moyer with that short chip and then a tip across looking for a trailer, and that ball goes out of play. And actually, it's going to be a throw-in. That ball curled right along the goal line and rolled all the way to the far corner.
That changes things. It looked like Bentworth's attack was going all the way back as if it was going to be a goal kick, and now they end up having to come back across as Westmont Hilltop boots it out of bounds.
That pass to the far post just spins, and the ball curls on the roll, and it rolled out of bounds on the sideline, not across the goal line. And it went to a throw-in, and Hilltoppers don't handle that well, so now it's Bentworth with a throw-in. Crossing pass. Deflected out. Defender again clearing the ball out of the penalty area. A couple of header attempts. Now scramble for the loose ball, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds. Going to be Bentworth with a corner kick. Their second in the last couple of minutes.
Bentworth just needs to keep putting the pressure on the Hilltoppers. I mean, they're forcing the issue offensively, just keeping the pace up.
Kick from the corner goes out front, and grabbing it is Alex Mondick, the goalkeeper. Now 2-on-3 for Westmont Hilltop. Ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Going to get a substitution for the Hilltoppers.
And
Connor Selders checking in the game. Excuse me.
I tell you, that was a great ball downfield. Thought it was an interesting decision for Mondick to roll that one.
Shot right in on DJ Hayes, but he handles the roller relatively easily. Scores starting to come in. WPIL 4A boys champion Fox Chapel, a 3-0 winner over Mechanicsburg. Bentworth going to get called for offside
just
barely.
Just by a yard.
Just barely offside.
I do think that was the correct call. It's tough as an attacker to keep track.
Officials checking on, I think it's Chris Mondick, who was doubled over, but just they start to him, he straightens up and said, no, I'm good. Westmont Hilltop just can't get anything sustained going. Have not been able to all night long. Here they kick a ball out of bounds on the far side for a Bentworth throw-in.
Yeah, they've really struggled with, you know, the free opportunities, free kicks, goal kicks, you know, winning those possessions in midfield. It just hasn't happened consistently enough for Westmont to, you know, not be behind right now.
Aiden McMurray loses the handle, but then it's lost back out of bounds, and a little bump by Levi Giffen coming back, a little bump by Aiden McMurray to start that. McMurray lost the handle, and Westmont Hilltop getting in front side. Here comes Scott Hassett. He kicks it to the far side, and it goes out of play. I don't know if he misread the play there, but...
I just think that the Hilltoppers are just kind of pressing right now and, you know, not slowing it down, not slowing the game down. You know, you just have to be patient. Let people come open. This is a Bentworth defense that isn't, you know, forcing the issue completely. They're just letting Westmont Hilltop play into their hand.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, it could be 5-6-7-0, but it's not. It's 1-0.
Yep.
It's one play, and you know, I realize that we're down under 18 minutes to play now, and Westmont Hilltop hasn't had really any extended looks at trying to put something past DJ Hayes, but it is a one-play game. It is a one-sequence game right now. And regardless of what it maybe could have been because of all of that work in the first half for Bentworth, it is not. It's 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get it to a golden goal situation in overtime, I mean, that really just puts the pressure on everybody. I mean, it would be huge if the Hilltoppers could get on the board.
Nice chip pass to himself by Adam Messner, and then he wraps it around the defense. 2-on-3, finds the open man, give and go. Messner into the penalty box, puts it across, has a man there, and a pass just too tall, just a hair over top. Good hustle to keep the attack alive. The Bearcats work on the far side now. Get it into the penalty box again. People collapsing. Another crosser looking for a tap in, but that is defended out.
Stop the clock.
Injured
player.
Yeah, once again, it's Chris Mondick, who was doubled over the last time down here. He's now seated and going to get some attention, I believe. 16:22 to go, second half. Bentworth 1, Westmont Hilltop 0. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw him fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list. And one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Nice hand, both sides of the stands for Chris Mondick. And a few minutes ago, he was doubled over. The official started to him, and he eventually waved the referee off. But this time, it extended attack time for the Bearcats, and Mondick was down. This is it had the looks of cramping, and Alex Mondick, the goalkeeper, not only does that, but he's working on his athletic trainer degree as he was there trying to stretch Mondick out, and eventually athletic trainers out to help, and Mondick going to get some assistance to get to the near sideline. Two other scores that we have, 4A girls, Central Dauphin, a 3-2 penalty kicks win over Peters Township, and we're still checking on those, the actual score in the PKs. The match score was 3-2. And Fox Chapel, a 3-0 win over Mechanicsburg in the 4A boys opening round. After the stoppage, I think it's Bentworth ball. Yeah, we are going to have a free kick, I think, for Bentworth at just outside the 35-yard line.
It's going to be a drop kick, actually.
That's the point at which play was interrupted. Bearcats get it set up, shot toward the goal, but chest high, easy grab for Alex Mondick. Made a couple of outstanding saves in the very final seconds of the first half to keep it a 1-0 score. And a handball going to be called here in the midfield area.
That's going to be called a push from behind,
against
Scott Hassett.
Under 16 minutes left in regulation. The Bearcats get the ball into the penalty area and now are going to get a goal kick, or a corner kick, excuse me.
And we're at the point in the game, too, where, you know, Bentworth's going to slow it down on these, you know, plays where it goes out of bounds, take their time, set the ball up, you know, milk as many seconds off the clock as you can.
Now look like they may set up the short corner, and that's exactly what happens. Ball into and then back out of the penalty area and work it around out to around the 12 and a turnover. So never did get a look at the goal on that corner. And now a trip going to be called and a free kick for Westmont Hilltop. The other thing I wanted to recognize, when they set up for the corner, there were five players back for Bentworth. That would have been defending two Westmont Hilltop players should that ball come flying out all of a sudden. So it had five players back to handle that.
Yep, I mean, just, you know, locking it up defensively, making sure that, you know, no matter what, Westmont Hilltop's not going to have the numbers.
Gabe Emai checks into the game, 14.5 minutes remaining. In regulation, 1-0 Bentworth. Matchup of a couple of district champions. That throw-in gets over the top of the would-be recipient. That's Scott Hassett, and it goes right through to the goalie, DJ Hayes, and he'll set it up and boot it out of there.
And I'll tell you what, to have a quality attack like Bentworth does with, you know, this heavy numbers-based defense, you have to have some really skilled playmakers up top. And, I mean, that is what Bentworth has with the Messners and also with McMurray.
Messner, the new career scoring mark for the Bearcats. Ryan Messner, just a junior. Cross goes up and doinks off the left upright.
Came out, so the kick was no good.
That was a single doink, though. Yep. That didn't hit both uprights on the same kick, but a We have about 13 minutes and change remaining in this one. The PIAA 1A boys opening round action. Adam Messner, who has the game's only goal, has possession of the ball right now. He almost fell down, tried a little step on and stop of the ball, and Bearcats take it right back. Chip and go, and a steal going the other direction. And can't quite keep it in bounds. Good hustling play there. But Braden Mandel couldn't keep it inside that yellow line on the far side. I was watching a bunch of the WPIL championship action. And that field at Highmark Stadium is marked for soccer only. And I have to tell you, I kept looking for the second line on the sideline. You know, you go across the football sideline, and then there's the gold or the yellow line that's out of bounds. And I kept looking for that second line, and I never found it. So I did like the far side where ball could go onto the railroad tracks.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm used to, you know, the field being – the pitch being marked for – specifically for soccer up at Alexandre Stadium in Washington for W&J soccer.
Corner kick for the Bearcats. And now that similar alignment, five defenders back to handle, try to handle two offensive players, but first things first, a tip out in front and just could not get anything on it, a crossing pass. And just the almost just beyond the reach, and certainly beyond where they could put any power to that kick attempt. And it turns into being an easy save for Mondick, but well, the Hilltoppers press the issue a little bit, and a ball kicked out of bounds. Westmont Hilltop will bring Easton Ragno back onto the field. The senior had the golden goal that has Westmont Hilltop in this matchup with their 12th District 6 championship. And Ragno has the ball. And that throw in beat the substitution. So they'll have to do it again. Ragno took that pass, but was not going to be allowed to stand. And now ball's going to roll across the goal line off the head of Ragno and his teammate as well as they tried to save it. I think the second guy has a chance to keep it alive if Ragno doesn't tip it, and then it went off the back of the head of the second player. Once again, a substitution for Westmont Hilltop. 10.5 minutes to play, 1-0. Bentworth leading. Bearcats went to the PIAA semis a year ago where they lost to Charleroi, a team they beat to win the WPIL championship. Looking to improve their position and get to the championship of the states, but you got to go one at a time, and that requires you to win here tonight. Loser season comes to an end. Bearcats with a chance, and a goal blocked out front by Mondick. Got a piece of that one. Didn't control it cleanly, but got enough to keep it out and then track it down and get it out of there. It was a great attack by the Bearcats.
Yeah, another quality opportunity that Bentworth is just not able to get it or to find the back of the net.
Hassett kicks it, and it's blocked out across the goal line, so a corner kick coming up. And I have this as the first corner for Westmont Hilltop in the game. Well, it was a corner, and they used that short corner again. This is that's what they did to get the goal, and now we're going to get another one. That pass toward the front of the net was blocked and goes out of bounds, but it will be another corner. And just to finish that, the golden goal, 7.5 minutes into the second overtime, came off a corner and a scramble out front, and Ragno buried it. This corner goes clear across, and DJ Hayes didn't get to it, and the ball headed out of bounds over the top of the goal. And so a goal kick coming. the other way. Bentworth leading 1-0 with under 9 minutes to play. We're back in just a moment.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
After the goal kick, a foul called on Westmont Hilltop, so Bentworth will get the ball on a free kick now at the 41-yard line. I mentioned this earlier, you know, it's a one-goal game, and that crosser there on the corner, and that just got, when it got over top of DJ Hayes, now all of a sudden the header on the backside, but it ended up going over the top. But the Bearcats survive. Now Bentworth now trying to set up here. Adam Messner, spinorama, keeps it in play, but the ball taken away and then kicked out of bounds. And sometimes you got to use that defender there. Good work by Braden Mandel to kick that out of play.
And as you said, Bob, you know, that's one of the scariest things as a keeper is when that ball on that corner goes over your head after you go for it. I mean, because at that point, once it's past you, it is all out of your hands.
Ball popped in the air, headed once, headed twice, and going to come down at about the 15-yard line. Play kept alive by Aiden McMurray. Murray trying to spin toward the goal line, keeps it, got around two defenders, crosser, and the ball tipped loose and kicked out from the middle of the end zone. And Bentworth's going to kick it out of play, so throw incoming. Another score, 3A first round. Conrad Weiser, a winner over Mars. And then a 4-0 score, 3A boys. District 3 champion Conrad Weiser eliminates the Mars area Planets. And another corner coming for Bentworth. Bearcats going to substitute here. So is Westmont Hilltop. They're going to bring, no, actually not. They're going to leave Ragno in the game, but just some information communicated there from Ed Corona. Corner kick to the Bearcats. Two guys in the corner. What are they going to do with it? They're going to just chip it short. And the ball defended it out across the goal line. Another corner coming.
And Bearcats won't mind if you just keep kicking it out and keep, you know, taking up time. They will gladly accept the Hilltoppers. Keep doing that.
Aiden McMurray's shot is partially blocked by the backside of the defender. Ball cleared for a moment, but we're trying to bring it right back in, and Isaac Reynolds is knocked down.
Yeah, Reynolds got clipped from behind. Looked like Ragnar was going for the ball, but he didn't ever get close to the ball as Reynolds is going forward to make the play.
Free kick for Bentworth. Ball is at the 23-yard line. 1-0 lead is 5 minutes left. That kick went all the way through everybody and wide of the net. Goal kick coming up the other way. 1-0 Bentworth, back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Westmont Hilltop certainly feeling the immense pressure of the situation. 4:15 to play in the match. Hilltoppers down to the Bearcats, 1-0. Bentworth getting a shot that just rolls wide. That one probably 2 yards wide of the post near side.
I mean, with the opportunities that Bentworth has had, it is just unbelievable that the score is still 1-0.
And now a turnover. Adam Messner inside the 10, takes it to the goal line, and a crosser and whiffed on. Great look there for the Bearcats, and great feed from Adam Messner. Just Bentworth could not put it home. That has been the case on a number of plays tonight. Some of that because they haven't made the play. Some of it because of the great saves by Alex Mondick. And now a chip ahead into the penalty area. Kick once, blocked by the goalkeeper, Mondick. The second effort goes wide.
Great decision by Mondick in the timing of, you know, when to come out. He waited till he waited till he was forced to when the ball finally came inside the 18, and, you know, made a great decision, made himself wide, and, you know, really closed down the angle. And you cannot, I mean, you cannot say enough about the job that Alex Mondick's done tonight. He's really played great for Westmont Hilltop.
17, I believe the number, or seven shutouts on the season for Mondick. Lost that in the 28th minute of the match, but has been rock solid ever since. 2:15 to play. Bentworth leading 1-0. Corner from the far side upcoming. Bearcats haven't had much quality in these looks coming off. Now I think it's 11 corner kicks. Able to keep the play alive, far side. Bentworth will play right down here all night long. This ball knocked out of bounds. Last touched to the boundary by Westmont Hilltop. Eli Brownlee knocked it out of play. Throw in for Bentworth. Attack. And are we going to get the, this was outside the penalty box, but it'll be a free kick there, though.
That still just slows the game down. Allows Bentworth to take more and more time off the clock. I mean, if the Hilltoppers can get a stop here, they really are only going to have one more chance on the attack.
Ball kicked across the sideline. Another Bentworth throw in. 1:05 to play in the second half. Bearcats just throw the ball in. And they're going to get to do it again. But the clock just keeps on turning, and the ball inside the 10-yard line. Now a header toward the goal line. Ball nearly put across the goal line. Would have been another corner, and the Bearcats would have been able to set up. But now they're just going to keep possession. The incredible attack in the first half with all kind of pressure, and here just running it out. Westmont Hilltop can't get the ball past the 10-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, this is just incredibly frustrating for a defense.
And now,
but I mean, Bentworth just really is gonna, they're not even gonna give the Hilltoppers a chance. They could just boot one, and really, there's just no way that Westmont Hilltop's going to have a chance to get a quality look.
Yeah, Bentworth just had a corner kick, and everybody was running up the field to the near sideline to celebrate the win in the opening round. Adam Messner scoring in the 28th minute, 12:21 to play in our first half, and that goal stands up. On to the next round. That is 9 straight shutouts for the Bearcats since September 26th. We'll recap this one for you when we come back in just a couple of minutes to Memorial Stadium here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Only goal of the match belongs to Adam Messner. And, boy, if you look back to that play, Aiden McMurray got the ball out, got a shot away, got between defenders and got a shot off. It was kicked out by Alex Mondick. Mondick gets up, and he's going to go try to grab the ball and take the heat out of the hot kitchen. And get a look here. You see... Aiden McMurray working his tail off right here once, twice, three times. Now kicks it to the goal. It's blocked by Mondick. He's coming out to grab it, and the defender kicks it away from him right onto the foot of Adam Messner, who did not miss that golden opportunity, and it turns out to be the only goal of the game. It comes at 12:21 left in the first half, the 28th minute. And with that, Bentworth now 20-0 on the year, 9 straight shutouts down the stretch. The goal for Messner is 28th of the season. And the assist there to Aiden McMurray is 13th assist this year. Put that shot, and boy, I tell you, you know, Westmont Hilltop looks at the film and they review that, they're just going to be sick.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that Alex Mondick's sick about it. I mean, he played an outstanding game, and that's the only blemish on it. It was really a play that wasn't his fault.
And get you a couple of final thoughts. We still have a few other pieces of business to take care of. Let's get our final break here. PIAA 1A Boys Soccer opening round action. Bentworth a 1-0 win over Westmont Hilltop. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Bentleyville American Legion Post 165 congratulates the Bentworth soccer team for a second straight WPIAL championship, and all the members extend their best wishes through the PIAA playoffs. With Veterans Day approaching, a hearty thank you goes out to all veterans for your service to our nation. Post 165 reminds you, you've served your country, get the benefits you've earned. Stop in and find out what's available. Good luck, Bearcats, from Bentleyville American Legion Post 165.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Back to Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg. A couple of other notes. Good to see Ryan Messner approaching full speed, full strength, dealing with a leg injury the last couple of times out, but had plenty of hop in his step tonight. Couldn't get anything into the net, but good to see him. It's important for Bentworth to have that attack that he brings.
Yeah, I mean, the moves were on display by Ryan Messner. I mean, you can see all, you know, all of his skill, all of his ability to, you know, move the ball, both make plays for himself and his teammates. Obviously didn't find the back of the net, but he had a lot of opportunities, and I'm sure, you know, as we head into their next game, Messner's going to really focus on finishing.
Westmont Hilltop season comes to an end at 12-9, had won five in a row coming in, including a couple of shutouts, but they get shut out themselves here tonight. Bentworth now 20-0 on the year. Bearcats have not allowed a goal since September 26th, have allowed one goal total since August 29th. Four goals total on the year. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Obviously, Adam Messner with the only goal of the match, but we were pretty unanimous here in the broadcast booth. Our player of the game tonight, Westmont Hilltop goalkeeper Alex Mondick. Mondick's play throughout the game made that corner crossing play that DJ Hayes missed and going over, made that impactful. If Bentworth scores five or six goals, that play doesn't mean anything. But coming down very late in the match, down 1-0, Westmont Hilltop knocked on the door, and they were able to do that because of the play tonight of Alex Mondick.
Yeah, Mondick, I have him listed as, you know, with 10 saves on 11 shots on goal. Obviously, the one got passed. And as we talked about, it wasn't, you know, a play that was really his fault. So Mondick just really was the only reason that Westmont Hilltop was in the game today. Played an excellent 80 minutes and, you know, well-deserving of the player of the game honor.
No word yet on the results of the other match in this quadrant. Bentworth will move on to the state quarterfinals on Saturday, site and time, and opponent still yet to be determined. It will either be District 10 champion Mercyhurst Prep or WPIL third-place finisher Eden Christian. And as soon as we get that word, we'll have that posted for you as well. Tonight's match on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Bentleyville American Legion Post 165, celebrating the Bentworth Bearcats and all U.S. military veterans. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Jared Hoffman, realtor with the LaRocca Real Estate Team. Call 724-249-3583. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising, Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. And by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Attend the Fall Admission Showcase on Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. RSVP at ccbcwashington.com/events. Friday night, our high school football coverage includes a pair of defending WPIL champions. Fort Cherry takes on Cornell in the 1A quarterfinals. 5A Peters Township hosts Penn Trafford after a first-round bye. Thanks to head coaches Nick Malarby and Ed Corona, to Frank Volcano and his entire crew here at Canada McMillan. From our partner Jack Sacco, our director Jason Tennant, Eric Bennett, Josh Laird on camera, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. From Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg in the PIAA 1A Boys Soccer opening round, your final score, Bentworth 1, Westmont Hilltop 0. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.